is a name above all other names. This is a Christmas story. This is Christmas 2021, December the 25th. It's Christmas evening, and we're going to talk about Jesus. It's real easy to talk about Jesus. He's our Savior. Most of the world hates Jesus. I really mean that, because Islam hates Jesus. And in all reality, Catholicism, Jehovah's Witnesses, these people hate Jesus. The Catholic Church has completely replaced Jesus with Mary, the co-redemptor. But Jesus Christ is our Savior. He is our God. He is the eternal I Am. The book of Colossians, the book of Ephesians, the book of Hebrews, the book of John, the Gospel according to John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and the book of Revelation talk about Jesus Christ as the eternal Jehovah God of the Old Testament, the El Shaddai. His brother James talks about him as a great God and warrior God. Jesus Christ was born into this world. John 1:1 tells us that he existed in the eternity past, forever. That he was an inseparable part of the Godhead. That he kept on being God. John 1:14 says, Kai logos sarx aganato, and the Word, the Jehovah flesh, he became and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I don't know whether you watch Christmas movies on Christmas or not. We do. We watch Jesus of Nazareth today. And it's a wonderful story. They got a lot of things right. The form of baptism, they didn't get right at all. Baptism is not pouring or sprinkling. It is immersion. How would you like to have been there when Jesus was born? How would you like to have been there when Mary held him to her breast and nursed him? The eternal Son of God. So fragile and so small. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that he might redeem us that were under the curse of the law. And that child, so innocent, always innocent. We aren't innocent. He was always innocent. He was always right. That little child laying on Mary's breast as Herod the Great tried to kill him. The little child that was forced to his family to take him down into Egypt to protect him from the death sword of Herod the Great. Then the hard trip back to Nazareth. The depravity of the hardness of travel back then. Not like driving a Cadillac or a Toyota, Avalon or a Camry or whatever, or an old 58 Ford or something. Not like traveling 60 and 70 miles an hour, but by foot. Not getting enough to eat all the time. Thirsty. Hot and cold. Jesus Christ did that for us. That little child that went into Jerusalem on the eighth day and was circumcised and writhed in pain. Jesus felt that pain. He felt it for you and for me. The Christmas story. The real Christmas story. So many people look at Jesus as like a Santa Claus. Jesus is the eternal Son of God. He is El Shaddai. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Shammah, and all of those, Jehovah Tzidkenu. All of those Jehovah titles were fulfilled in this man. In this little child that was born into the world. Genesis 3:15 says, God promised Satan a child, and God promised mankind a Savior. That Savior would overcome the seed of Satan always. Satan was watching constantly as Jesus was growing up. Satan was watching constantly this man as he became the Messianic King of Israel. Satan was inspiring the hearts of Judas. Satan was inspiring the hearts of Caiaphas and all of the Sanhedrin. Satan was alive and well during the trial of Jesus and the crucifixion of Jesus, but he was not the victor. When Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, that spells salvation for us. In the resurrection, it talks about our righteousness, his righteousness. We were justified by the resurrection. He died for our sins and was justified for in his resurrection. Jesus didn't stay on the cross of Calvary. He's not that crucifix there that is just constantly in pain. Jesus Christ died once for all, not all the time, not for every Sunday in the Mass. Christmas, Christmas. That's how it got its name from the Mass that the Catholic Church did for in the name of Christ. We don't know when Jesus was actually born. There are all kinds of theories and everything. Some people, he was born on December the 25th, according to the stars and the sky and everything. Most people think that he was born in the early September, October, at the Feast of Trumpets. Redemption. We're going to read the book of Colossians tonight. This is our 18th lesson in Bible readings. Colossian church was not too far from Ephesus. The Apostle Paul did not found this church. One of his disciples went there and founded this church. This letter is written about AD 62, and it's like a companion letter with Ephesians, Galatians. Tychius was the letter bearer. Now the absolute emphasis of this letter is the deity of Jesus Christ, the eternal God, that his name is above all names. All names. People pray to saints, they pray to Mary, they pray to Muhammad, so to speak, to Allah, his imaginary God. Jesus Christ is the only way we can pray to God the Father. You have access to the Father through Jesus Christ. That's all. Not through Mary, not Joseph, not Christopher, or any of the other so-called saints. Muhammad is not your intercessor. Jesus is your intercessor. The real Christmas story. We're going to read this tonight now. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. I love that term there. Thelematos to Theou. By the spiritual activating force of God. And our Timothy, our brother. To the holy ones, to the saints, to those not of earth. The faithful brethren in Christ Jesus at Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God the Father, our Father. We give thanks to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Now this is a letter of what we call an introduction or a greeting in this first part of the letter. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of which you previously heard in word of truth, the gospel. What is the gospel? That Jesus Christ came into the world, born of the woman, the right woman, of the right tribe, of the right lineage, at the right time, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son. That's the gospel, people. That He came, He lived, He proved that He was Messiah, King of Israel. He had the right lineage, and He had the power to do it. And in all reality, He proved, without a shadow of doubt, that He's Jehovah God of the Old Testament. He told Israel that, the leaders of Israel. He said, before Abraham, I am. Before Abraham sprang into existence, before Abraham became, I kept on being. Now there were people in the church, as there are today, that don't believe in the deity of Jesus Christ, that He is not equal to the Father. He is. He was the procurator of our salvation. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwelt in Jesus, except that Jesus, the eternal I Am, the eternal Jehovah, one, Jehovah means who shall become, that eternal one became into existence. John 1 was at the end beginning. In our Kaino Logos, Kaiho Logos, Saint Proston Theon, Kaiho Logos, Saint Theos. In beginning kept on being the Word, the Jehovah, and the Jehovah kept on being an inseparable part of the Godhead, Proston Theon. Even, yes, that word Kai there, page 208, in your little analytical Greek lexicon, that there means yes, even. That's a particle of affirmation there. Yes, even so, the Word kept on being God. The God kept on being the Word. The Word there means Jehovah. John 1:14 says, Kai halogo sarx aganato, and the Word fleshy became for Himself, it says, middle voice, in peculiar action. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:18 says, no one has seen God at any time, the only begotten God, that one has led Himself out. Middle voice. Ekenago, where it comes from in Greek. He has led Himself out, middle voice. Now this is the one we're talking about. This is the one Paul's talking about right now. And Paul is showing without a doubt, shadow of a doubt, every Jehovah Witness ought to be ashamed when they read this book. Because they're witnessing against Jehovah, not for Him. Which has come to you just as in all the world also is constantly bearing fruit and increasing, even as it has been doing in you also since the day that you heard of and understood the grace of God in truth. The world wants to work their way to heaven. Jesus Christ worked our way to heaven. The real Christmas story. Just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow bond servant, this guy is probably the one that founded that church. Who is faithful and servant of Christ and on our behalf, and also informed us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason also, since the day that we heard it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will, thelematos, His spiritual activating force, and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. Every good work, that means a product of employment. Doing something, stirring up dust, getting out and working. Verse number 11, strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, and for attaining all steadfastness and patience and joyfulness. Joyously. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. The incorruptible Christ, our Christmas story. For he delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, and he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Actually, it doesn't say firstborn, it means the head of all creation. The head of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and upon the earth, the visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, or all things have been created by him, in him, and for him. Jesus is the creator. That's what it says. He's Jehovah. He's the one who shall become. He's the Jehovah of the Elohim. And he is above all things, and in all things are held together. He is also head of the body of the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. So that he himself might come to have first place in everything. His name is above all names. His person is above all. He is our kinsman redeemer, our Goel, but he is God of heaven. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him. That means the fullness of the Godhead. Remember? In RK, ain ho logos, kai ho logos, ain proston theon, kai ho logos, ain theos. In him, the word kept on being proston theon, kept on being inseparable from the Father. From the Father. And through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him I say, whether things upon the earth or things in heaven. And although you were formerly aliens, alienated and hostile in mind and engaged in evil deeds, yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death. Jesus Christ had a human body. Jehovah's Witnesses will argue with this, the present day Gnostics, the Gnostics at that time. John the Apostle didn't even want to go in the same room with the Gnostics. He thought some of that filth and evil might rub off on him. Through death, in order to present you before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach. God saves you to the uttermost. Saved by grace. What is saved by grace? That means you're saved by grace, not what you can do or what you can keep. If indeed you continue in the faith and firmly and established and steadfast, not moved away from the hope and of the gospel that you have heard, which was proclaimed in all creation under heaven, of which I, Paul, was made a minister, a servant, a slave. We're all slaves in Jesus Christ. He bought us. He bought us. He paid for us with his blood. He paid for us in that blood of that little circumcision that was put upon him. Every bit of blood he spilled was for you and me. Now rejoice in my sufferings for your sake. And in my flesh I do my share on behalf of his body, which is the church, in filling up that which is lacking in Christ's afflictions. The church. This little church where we are here today, discover the word Missionary Baptist Church. Christ is with us. Christ leads us. Christ loves us. Christ puts these messages out, provides for us. People, God puts on people's hearts, they send money to help us continue doing what we're doing. God provides that. He provides that to their hearts, through their pocketbooks, through their love of the gospel and the truth of Jesus Christ. Thank you for you that help. Of this church I was made a minister according to the stewardship. from God bestowed upon me for your benefit, and I might fully carry on the preaching of the Word of God. We have this letter today that tells us how Jesus Christ came in the world, why he came in the world, how he died on the cross, and how he was raised again. Jesus said, "You destroy this temple, in 3 days I'll rise it up." The Bible also saith that the eternal Spirit raised him from the dead. The Bible also says that the Father raised him from the dead. That's a triune God there, people. This is the secret, the mysterion, which has been hidden away from past ages and generations, but has now been manifested to his saints. The mystery, the secret, is that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary for you and me. That was raised for our justification. To whom God willed to make known what is the riches of his glory, the mystery among the Gentiles, which is in Christ, which is Christ in you, and the hope of glory. We could take two or three of these verses and preach a whole message on them. But you're going to get the whole book. You're going to get all the book. The whole thing. And we proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, that we may present every man complete in Christ. That means mature in Christ. Don't go off, well, often Jehovah's Witnesses, don't go off into the Catholic Church. If you're a Baptist and you go off in the Catholic Church, you never were a Baptist, I guarantee you that much. If you're a Baptist and go into the Muslim place, you were never a Baptist, you never were a believer. John said they left and went out from us because they were never of us. And for this person also I labor, striving according to his power. Dynamis, his power, his strength, dynamite energy. Satan energizes his men. God energizes his people. The power which mightily works within me. Chapter number 2. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have on your behalf for those who are at Laodicea and for all those who have not personally seen my face, that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God and the mystery, the secret, that is Christ himself. Your only way to God is through Jesus Christ. He is the God of heaven. He is our Savior. God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son for you. Jesus was born to die for you. We raise children, bring children in the world. We don't want them to die. But God brought his Son in the world to die for us. In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this in order that no one may delude you with persuasive argument. Don't let them tell you that Jesus isn't the eternal God, that Jesus didn't have flesh and blood, that Jesus didn't die for you on the cross of Calvary. For even though I am absent in body, and nevertheless I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good discipline and the stability of your faith in Christ. And you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude. Any person that's saved by the grace of God ought to be shouting glory. You couldn't get there without him. I couldn't. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception according to the tradition of men, the Mishnah, the Talmud, and philosophy. According to the elementary principles of the world rather than according to Christ. Most men would like to walk right up in there on the throne of God and say, "Hi, I made it my way. I made it my way." You're not going to get there your way. There's only one way. There's only one Christmas story. And that's the one we're talking about tonight. For in Him are all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. Jesus Christ, in Him dwelt deity, the eternal God. And in Him you have been made complete. And He is the head over all rule and authority. He's the head of all. He's above all. In Him you were also circumcised with circumcision, not made with hand, but removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Having been buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised with Him through faith in the working of God, who raised Him from the dead. The Father raised Him from the dead. Jesus raised Himself from the dead. And it says God raised Him from the dead. And we have a triune God. You're a triune person, people. You are mind, you're a body, you are spirit. Made in the image of God. And when you are dead in your transgressions and uncircumcision of your flesh, He made you alive together with Him, having forgiven us all our transgressions. Having canceled out the certificate of debt, consisting of decrees against us, which were hostile to us, and He has taken out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. He nailed the Sabbath to the cross. He nailed it all to the cross. And when He had disarmed the rulers and authorities, He made public display over them, having triumphed over them through Him. Therefore, let no one act as your judge in regard to food or drink or respect to any festival or new moon or Sabbath day. Quit laying beautyism behind. Food or drink. Things which are a mere shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. The tabernacle taught us all about Jesus to come. It reveals God to us and Jesus the Savior. It's a shadow of the things to come. Judaism kept on worshiping the shadows, not the Savior. Heard a story a long time ago. I'm an old man. I heard this story in the seminary. This Korean boy was telling me about Chinese people, when they came to America, they would send for their bride. Chinese and Koreans, whatever. They would come over here and they'd work and they'd send back home for their bride. And when their bride would come, they'd come out, they'd go meet them on the ship. They had to come in on the ship. And they would go and they would bow down and kiss the shadow. No, they would greet the real person, not the shadow. Let no one keep on defrauding you of your prize by delighting in self-abasement and worship of the angels. Wah. Islam, Catholicism, taking his stand on visions that he has seen and inflated without cause by his fleshly mind. How do you think that Charles Taze Russell and Joseph Smith and Brigham Young got all of their revelation? It wasn't just from their own devilish, hard, black hearts. It was from Satan himself. And it was by the power of Satan that they draw people unto themselves. And by the power of Satan that he keeps them. And not holding fast to the head from which the entire body, being supplied and held together with the joints and ligaments and grows with a growth which is from God. If you have died with Christ to the elementary principles of the world, why, as you were living in the world, do you submit yourself to decrees such as do not handle, do not taste, do not touch? That's Judaism he's talking about. Which refers to things destined to perish with the using. in accordance with the commandments and teaching of men. These are matters which have, to be sure, the appearance of wisdom in self-made religion and self-abasement. And the severe treatment of the body is like in Buddhism. But are of no value against fleshly indulgence. Buddhism believed in reincarnation. The old Buddha did. And he wanted some way to just go off into nirvana, into emptiness, and disappear. And he thought if he denied himself of all earthly pleasures, even food and sleep and whatever, that he could get there and be annihilated. How foolish. The wickedness of men's thoughts. How to get to heaven. How to get out of hell. To do away with hell as the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Seventh-day Adventists have. And Herbert Armstrong's. And Garner Ted Armstrong's. I am glad to say that that group is converted now. That they're evangelicals, they say. Chapter number 3. It tells us to put on Jesus. Dress up in Jesus. And if you have been raised with Christ, keep on seeking the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Right hand is the high place. That's the right hand. That's the right hand of power. Set your mind on the things above and not on the things that are on the earth. For you have died and your life is hidden in Christ in God. Hidden with Christ and God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you will also be revealed with Him in glory. Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil, desire, greed, which amounts to idolatry. For it is on account of these things that the wrath of God will come. And in them you also once walked when you were living in them. But now you also put them all aside. Anger and wrath and malice, slander, abusive speech from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with all its evil practices. And have put on the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge and according to the image of the one who created you and created him. A renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, freeman, but Christ is all and in all. And so, as those who have been chosen of God, holy, beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, also forgive you. And beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, in which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Be thankful for the grace of God, because you can't work your way there, people. You're not going to do it. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. Now, talk about family relations here. Wives, be subject to your husbands, as fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be embittered against them. Children, be obedient to your parents in all things, for it is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not exasperate your children that they may not lose heart. Slaves, in all things obey those who are your masters and on earth, not with external service as those who merely please men, but with sincere heart, fearing the Lord Himself. Serving your jobs, doing whatever you do, do it in the fear of the Lord. If you're a carpenter, be the best carpenter you can be. If you're a nurse, be the best nurse you can be. If you're a doctor, be the best doctor you can be. If you're a ditch digger, be the best ditch digger you can be. If you're a teacher, be the best teacher you can be. If you're a mother, be the best mother you can be, and the best wife you can be, and the best husband you can be. Whatsoever you do, do in your work heartily, as for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. For he who does wrong will receive the consequence of the wrong which he has done, and without partiality. Chapter number 4. Fellow workers, masters, grant to your slaves justice and fairness, knowing that you too have a master in heaven above. Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert with an attitude of thanksgiving, praying at the same time for us as well, that God may open up to us a door for the word, so that we may speak forth the mystery, the secrets of Christ, for which I have also been imprisoned, in order that I may make it clear in the way that I ought to speak. I pray that God opens my mouth in such a way that you can understand His Word better than you ever did before. And I hope this is helping you too. I hope this is unraveling the mysteries and unwrapping the mysteries of God. The secrets of His kingdom, the secret of His person. Conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders, making the most of the opportunity. Let your speech always be with grace and seasoned, as it were, with salt, so that you may know how you should respond to each person. As to all my affairs, Tychius, our beloved brother and faithful servant and fellow bondservant in the Lord, will bring you information. For I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know about our circumstances, that he may be encouraged, that it may encourage your hearts. And with him, Onesimus, our faithful beloved brother, who is one of your number. They will inform you about the whole situation here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, sends you his greetings. Also, Barnabas, cousin Mark, about whom you received instructions, if he comes to you, welcome him. And also Jesus, who is called Justice. These are your only fellow workers for the kingdom of God, who are from the circumcision, and they have proved to be an encouragement to me. Epaphras, who is one of your number, a bondslave of Jesus Christ, sends you his greetings, always laboring earnestly for you in his prayers, that you may be, that may stand perfect and fully assured in all the will, all the spiritual activating force of God. For I bear him witness that he has a deep concern for you, for those who are at Laodicea and Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, sends you his greetings, and also Demas. Greet the brethren who are in Laodicea and Nympha, and the church that is in her house. And when this letter is read among you, have it also read in all the church of Laodicea, and for you and your part, read my letter that is coming from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have been received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. Remember my imprisonment, grace to you all. remember me as I'm in prison. That Paul didn't say that he'll be set free or anything. He said, just remember me, that I'll keep on writing letters and keep on doing what I'm supposed to do and keep on being faithful. Paul was faithful to the time they laid his head on the chopping block. And he said, I'm about to be offered. Brethren, sisters, loved ones out there all over, may the Word of God bless you in this great Christmas day and this Christmas story. Father, please use it for your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name, I send it out. Amen.